Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jasmine Crockett says, if you support, by the way, she's the new leading light of the Democrat Party. Hates America, hates you. Hates that you don't hate America, so she's perfect. Jasmine Crockett says, if you support Trump, you're mentally ill. Oh, that's a basic spending message. Yeah, that'll do it. Essentially, what she's saying here is, if you don't agree with me, you're mentally ill. Again, not a way to bring new people into the fold, but hey, let them try it. Here she is.
Anybody that supports it is also sick. We've got a mental health crisis in this country because everyone, no matter how you affiliate yourself, should be against Trump.
And the logic there? Okay. Let's use real math and see if she's right. We're going to use only liberal pollsters, okay? Because there's a very documented incident. Look, folks, on this show, we are all for the cure, okay? We want to cure liberal mental illness. And we are convinced liberalism is a mental illness for many. Something documented by Pew polling back in 2020. Who has the most mental health problems? Self-admitted. Self-reported to Gallup. Self-reported at Pew. Liberal women. And at an astonishing rate, folks. This is a true crisis. You want a crisis. They get like one of those ribbons for your car. I mean, I know the yellow one's already taken. What should we do? Should we have like a rainbow ribbon or something? I don't know. Because that's like, what, their flag? They always have a rainbow flag, but never the American flag. Anyway, Pew found when they asked, do you have a diagnosed mental problem? The group in America with the highest at the highest rate, liberal women, like Jasmine Crockett, ironically. And it's not by a little bit. 50% of a liberal women say, yeah, my doctor did kind of diagnose me as being mental. But I'm the one who should tell you how to live your life. Yeah, me, definitely me. And anyone who disagrees with me is mental. Yeah, says everyone who's ever been mentally ill. They always think that everybody else is crazy and they're sane, right? So it makes sense. Okay, liberals, 50%. Conservative women, what is their mental illness rate? Self-described, they have been diagnosed with some kind of mental illness. Could just be depression or could be all the way on up to, like, you know, schizophrenia, something like that. 20%. What about liberal men? 30% of them are mental, self-admitted. So you know it's probably higher. What about conservative men? Oh, you're going to love this. The single sanest group in our society. Just 14% say they have had a mental health diagnosis. So let's stack this up because it's actually kind of interesting. Who's the most sane and who's the least sane? And again, this is Pew's polling. This is not a conservative pollster. Most sane people in our society. Survey says conservative men. Just 14% self-reported mental illness rate. Number two, moderate men, 18%. Self-described moderate men, 18% self-reported mental illness rate. Number three, most sane group in society, conservative women at 20% self-described mental illness rate. Number four, most sane group in America is documented by Pew. Moderate women, 30% mental illness rate. Most insane group in America. It's not even close. By the way, it's actually not 50. It's 52%. Liberal women. Second most insane group in the United States of America. Liberal men. Coming in a little over 31%. So, what did you have to say again? Jasmine, you were yapping about something?
Anybody that supports it is also sick. We've got a mental health crisis in this country because everyone, no matter how you affiliate yourself, should be against Trump.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I truly believe in all seriousness that because when you're mentally ill and you're angry and you're unhappy, you're going to gravitate to the party or the message, whether it's political or not, that is full of hate because it reflects your anger, your hate, and your frustration with the world around you. You're struggling. I mean, I don't want anybody to struggle. I mean, we here on the Tara Show, we are constantly looking for the cure. We are hoping for the cure. And yeah, it is definitely not for Antifa to surround ICE buildings and try to burn them down. That's not the cure. You know what's really crazy though? Second poll overnight. Second poll. And this one done by Nate Silver, a liberal pollster. He used to poll for the Washington Post. Now he's out on his own, but he's a noted liberal. Very celebrated on the left. Who are the happiest people in society? He hates to admit this, and he admits that he hates to admit this. Conservatives. Well, yeah, they're the least mental, so that helps. He writes in this post yesterday, here's an attempt at a deeper dive at understanding why conservatives are so much happier than liberals. Why do you, by the way, think conservatives are so much happier than liberals? And look, folks, even moderates are so much happier than liberals, and they're less mental. You can literally track the propensity of somebody to be a liberal by first checking their mental illness level, self-described. But anyway, he says, here's an attempt. If you want to see this tweet, it's on my X feed. Here's an attempt at a deeper dive at understanding why conservatives are so much happier than liberals. Mostly looking at how persistent the gap is in survey data. And you know what is amazing? He's showing this. Men, women, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, of course, the generation from Gen Z to the silent generation, across all education levels, liberals are the least happy people. Conservatives are the most happy people. So, folks, there's something else going on here besides how much money you have and how, you know, what you've attained in life and your education level and all of that. Overall, happiness level out of 100, conservatives, and 100 being the best, 0 being the worst, overall put themselves at a 68, liberals overall a 53, with a much higher mental illness rate. What is up with that? I can't wait to read the text line on this one because you guys, you are so profound on things like this. You always teach me something and come up with something that I hadn't thought of. 800-905-0989. By the way, the final hour of the show today, it is Friday, so you're going to do the show. You want to call me then too, 800-905-0989, or just text me on the text line, which is the same number, 800-905-0989. A couple of early entries, folks. The further you get away from God, the closer you are to depression. Yes, that's true. I've experienced that in my own life. Another texter writes, more likely to be Christian, thus more likely to be happy. It does take a load off your shoulders. And texter writes, oh, this is on another subject. Americans could choose to stop buying Chinese products. I have.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Parents, another learning lesson here. Grandparents, anyone who loves a child. See this? Lee was just talking about it in the news. I talked about it a bit yesterday. This upstate Taekwondo instructor, 50 years worth of teaching kids. He's 74. Just charged with 5 child sex conduct charges. Authorities say they think there will be, they plan, I should say, to add additional charges. There are more victims. Jimmy Anderson, arrested, booked into the Greenville County Detention Center, no bond. Ran SOC Taekwondo in Greer. They're saying there's a lot of victims out there. Allegedly. We have to say allegedly because he is not convicted of anything. Here is one of his victims, Jill Corbin. I want you to hear this. She was abused by him 39 years ago. She's not the only victim. She was just the first to come forward. Catch one thing in here. When he abused her. Why? When? It was when her parents left her alone with him for special private lessons.
I have kept your secret for 39 years of my life. 39 years of feeling ashamed, guilty, dirty, unlovable, terrified, and responsible.
39 agonizing years described by Jill Corbin. She says she's a survivor of an upstate man's sexual abuse.
I pray he will never be allowed to hurt another child.
Jimmy Anderson, the owner of SOC Taekwondo in Greer, was arrested Wednesday, accused of several child sexual abuse charges. Corbin says she was the first person to notify police. She shared an open letter with us addressed to Anderson, who she says gave her private self-defense classes in spring 1986.
From the very first lesson, you began grooming me for what was ahead. Instead of doing your job and teaching me to feel safe, you took my...
You know what's interesting about this? Rock star cheer and dance. Now defunct because of the widespread sexual abuse by several coaches, which is what made it so unique. Usually there's just one. Massive lawsuits, huge national story, still ongoing. You know what the most interesting thing to me about that was? Same MO. Who were the kids who got abused? The ones whose parents did two things. Number one, left them alone with the coaches. Number two, left them alone on trips with the coaches. The key word there is alone. It used to be my mom, because it's what everybody did. My mom dropped me off for dance lessons and all the lessons I had, because that's just what she did. You don't do that anymore. We don't do that. We don't leave our kids anywhere, not alone. That's the threat. That's the threat. I'm really passionate about this issue because as an investigative reporter, it was one of the really coolest pieces I did. It spent almost a year on it. I got permission. I had to get permission from everyone in the group. I went to sex offender counseling every week, court ordered. So if you were convicted, you had to go to this counseling group. And I had to get the permission of everyone in it. There was 30 people in it. And then they broke it into two of like 15 each because it got too big. And I went to their sessions and I sat there and I wasn't allowed to use anybody's name. I had to protect their identities to get permission of the psychologist running it. And the idea was to study them and to hear them and to understand how they target people and what they do. Not a one of them wanted to be there. They were court ordered. And boy, did I learn a lot. These guys would date women to get close to their kids. They'd have two or three women going to see which one they had a better shot with. Just to get to her kids. They would pre-meet these women. They'd scope them out online, the kids. And one of the things that was the wildest to me that I'll just leave you with here, and this is why you don't leave your kids alone with anybody. Watch The Nicest Guy. These people had the best developed social skill sets I've ever seen. And something happened to me. I hate a sex offender. And some of them were who you would think they would be, the creepy guy in the raincoat, a couple of rapists in there. Still freak me out to this day. They'd give you the bad vibes. Most of them didn't. And I found myself starting to like them as I got to know them. It was on the edges. It wasn't, you know, straight up. And one of the most instructive things to me, because I pursued this because I'm passionate about protecting children from monsters like this. And I turned the first draft of my story in to my very liberal editor, who was not a Law and Order guy. And I thought he was going to think it was great because it was a good story. And he came to me and he said, you need to rewrite this. I'm like, what? What's wrong? And he said, it's too friendly. He's like, you're too sympathetic. I'm like, what's sympathetic? What are you talking about? The tone is wrong, he said. They had gotten to me. And I went back and read it critically. And I went, you're right. These are monsters. The tone was too simple. Why? Because they had gone to work on me. That is how good, and they weren't trying to get anything from me, but that's how good that you, when you are trying to get close to kids like this, you develop, I mean, you're talking full on Dale Carnegie, okay? You develop one heck of a set of social skills. And I've often said since then, if these guys took that and applied it to sales, every one of them would be a millionaire. In fact, some of them were. One of the guys, I never forget this guy. He'd get in his brand new cherry red Mercedes convertible and drive out to the Piper Glen golf course when he was done. He owned multiple dealerships, bunch of businesses, super rich. He abused every girl in his family. Cousins, granddaughters, granddaughters, friends. He went right through the family. One of the most charming individuals you'll ever meet, which is why he was so successful in business. You meet him, you're going to love that guy. You will never see him coming. So, the nicest person. Oh, and watch those Christians. These guys, by the way, that's one of their tactics. They will embed themselves in churches because other people think, well, he's in a church. He can't be bad. Oh, that's the one you need to watch. And they would talk about their tactics very openly, right? Because it's counseling. They'd talk about their tactics. They'd go straight for churches anywhere there were kids. Nicest people you ever want to meet. You like them immediately. A lot of them are going to get right by you. Don't leave your kids alone. So when you have a practice, guess what? You're going to sit there and play the softball solitaire game. You're going to get work done, but you're going to sit there because those were the kids that were not abused in the rock star cheer scandal, the ones whose moms were sitting there. Too much trouble. They're going to move on to the most vulnerable target. And I was fascinated by them, absolutely fascinated by those men. And I learned a lot from them, and they were not who I thought they would be at all. And I rewrote that article, and I won an award for it. That's how good they are. So just to kind of, you know, cautionary tale, I don't want to give you a lecture this morning, but just take away from this. How does a guy like that get away with this for 50 years? That's how. They're very good at what they do.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.